Welcome to Words of Excellence, my first episode. And today, I'm going to be talking about some geography that I find interesting. Since currently all my listeners that I know of, that confidently I know of, live in California, so you know what? I will do just random cities in California. So our first city today is Greenfield, California. It's in Monterey County. The population as of 2010 is 16,330. But the estimate, I don't know how they get these estimates. How do they do this? Do they just guess, oh yeah, there were a lot of babies? Whatever. It was incorporated in 1947. Let's see here. Monterey County. Nicknames the broccoli capital of the world. Okay. I guess they like broccoli over there. The motto? Where historic El Camino Real meets Monterey wine country. So, let's see here. What do they do over there? Let's see. What do they do for the economy? Let's see. The city, Greenfield, is centered in one of the most productive agricultural areas in the world. About 60% of the leaf lettuce grown in the United States is grown in the Salinas Valley. Salinas Valley is where Greenfield is. So that's where you probably get your lettuce. If lettuce is good, I like lettuce. Let's see here. The area has often been coined as the salad bowl of the world. Okay, so they get vegetables over there. It's a farmland area. That's interesting. Education. Let's see. I remember this. Let's see. Greenfield Elementary in 2008 was placed under no help due to the school's achievement in raising their standardized testing and reporting results. Does that mean that they just didn't report it? What does that mean? It's placed under no help. That doesn't make sense. Greenfield Elementary. Let's see, let's look up Greenfield Elementary. Greenfield Elementary. Elementary school. Let's see. Where is it? What's the address? Google Maps. It exists. And it is at... This seems suspicious. It seems like it's closed currently. 493 El Camino Real, Greenfield, California. Area code 93927. Okay. And the... Placed... Let's see, what does that mean? Placed under no help? Schools place under no help. Does that mean that they just don't get like assistance because they just don't do the... I think that means that they just don't do the lowest performing school. So elementary school in Greenfield is bad. That's not good. Another signal to the era. California quietly publishes a list of 781 lowest performing schools. Jesus. Oh, gotta get out of there. 481. Oh my goodness. Where are these? I wonder. Let's see here. No Child Left Behind law. I remember that. They were talking about that when I was in elementary school. Not in elementary school. Uh-oh. I think that it means that when a school gets placed underneath no help, I think it means that they just don't get an achievement. Let's see the article. Where is it? And the link is dead. Okay. Oh, never mind. We got it. Governor Schwarzenegger announces framework to bring accountability to challenge schools. County level of other? What does that mean? Intensive. Oh, okay. So they are... So it seems like Greenfield Elementary... Ooh, close my link. Whoa. Hey, where'd it go? And so Greenfield Elementary is struggling, it sounds like, or struggled, because this was in 2008. I'm not sure if it still exists. Cesar Chavez Elementary. This seems like Cesar Chavez Elementary schools everywhere. There isn't one where I live, but there's one in San Francisco. I know that. Coastal California. School districts in Monterey County. I've been to Monterey County a couple times. I've been at the Monterey Bay Aquarium. We won't go into story time with that. I just say that I don't really like fish. When I was in like second grade or so, this is kind of a shameful story, but we as like a Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts or whatever it's called. I don't know what exactly it's called, but it's like the Scouts group. We went on a trip to the Monterey Bay Aquarium, and the night before, or I guess the night before we stayed the night there, I guess. So like the night of, we went to some pizza place, and I guess they gave me bad pizza because it came flying back up in the aquarium. Oh, all in front of those fishies. Ooh, they had to give me my own little like barf bucket. I'm sorry if you're listening to this while you're eating. It's a little graphic. Greenfield hosts an annual harvest festival each third Sunday of October. Let's see. Was there one this year? I doubt it. Corona. Greenfield Harvest Festival. 2020. Greenfield Village. What is Greenfield Village? What is this? 2020. See any news about it? Anybody heard was in 2019. Downtown Greenfield. Free admission. That's cool. Where? Downtown Greenfield, El Camino Real. When? Sunday, October 20th, 2019. Parade at 11:15. Festival is from 11 to 5. Okay. Now we know. So, hopefully next year. Let's see here. You will enjoy 5 hours of entertainment for the entire family with 3 music venues and a stage featuring traditional dance troupes. Oh, okay. From rock and roll to salsa. What? Okay. Let's see. What happened? The local radio station. I like the radio. Television service for the community comes from this Monterey Salinas. What's their newspaper? Oh, okay. The local newspapers include the Greenfield News, Monterey County Herald. That sounds like the sort of like the main newspaper over there. Greenfield News seems sort of like just like a town newspaper. And the South County Index. It's sort of like a county area. Immigration. In recent years, the town has seen a massive influx of immigrants from the Mexican state of Oaxaca. Speak indigenous languages not related to English. They speak... So they find communication with the large Spanish-speaking... Uh-oh. Oh, so a lot of the people that are coming over from Oaxaca don't speak either Spanish or English. They speak an indigenous language over there. So when they come to... So when they immigrate to Greenfield... It's even harder because there's no Spanish. Greenfield probably has the largest single block of such immigrants. Most of the immigrants are speakers of the Copala Triqui language. Okay. What demographics? Now the 2010. When is the census stuff going to come out? I've been waiting for this. I'm excited because I want to see like how big each city is, how much like each city has grown. That'll be interesting. Greenfield had a population of 16,330. Racial makeup of Greenfield was 36% white, 1.1% African American, 5.4% Native American, 1% Asian, 0.1% Pacific Islander, 52% other races, probably like, I don't know, like Middle Eastern, whatever, and 91% Hispanic or Latino of any race were 91%. That's crazy. That's a large amount. 99.8% lived in households. No one was institutionalized. That's good. That's in 2010. Age, 35% under the age of 18. So what was the majority? Let's see. The median age was 25 and a half years old. For every 100 females, there were 110 males. Okay. So, it's not like old people live over there that much. Geography and climate. Their zip code is the 93927, area code 831. Let's see, the city of Greenfield is located in the heart of the Salinas Valley, formed by the Gabilan Mountains? What is this? Gabilan Mountain Range. Let's see, what is this about? What's the Gabilan Mountain Range? The Gabilan Range, Gabilan, I don't know, or Gabilan Mountains are a mountain range in the southern inner California coast ranges system, located in Monterey County and San Benito County of Central California. Okay. Not much about it. If you go to Pinnacles National Park, that's where the Gabilan Mountains are. Okay. So the Gabilan Mountain Range is to the east of Greenfield, 135 miles south of San Francisco, 95 miles south of San Jose, and 60 miles north of Paso Robles. I've been to Paso Robles. That's cool. I probably passed through Greenfield probably when I was going there. The Santa Lucia Mountains range, mountain range to the west. History. Let's see. Let's just look up Greenfield, California. Let's see if there's anything on, if there's anything that's happened on YouTube. I'm wondering this. See, load. Greenfield, California. First Amendment audit. What does this mean? City of Greenfield. Walking tour. A walk through Main Street. What is this? What is this? Let's turn this down. It's a song. It's a place that I call my home. Okay, so they have a song. That's cool. Oh my goodness, my volume went up a little bit. Oh yeah, because I turned it down for the music. First Amendment audit Greenfield, California Police Department. Anthony, who's Anthony? What is this? Anthony audits, who is this guy? Right to record video. First, so Anthony X First Amendment audits goes to like cities and takes videos and sees if like the city's okay with it. Okay. That's kind of weird, but like, okay. Greenfield, California, 2020. This is a month. Oh my goodness, that's loud. Oh my goodness. Oh my. Okay. It looks like November 22, 2020. What is that Mexican holiday? I forget what's it called. I can't remember. Fiesta de Greenfield, California. Okay. Oh, there's people make music from there. What is this? Oh my God, that's loud. It's me and Crow and little Joe in your average Joe though should have known you'll be. That's not good. I'm sorry. Greenfield is the growing heart of Salinas. Okay. City of Greenfield
is right off the 101. Basically, we're located between San Francisco and Los Angeles. We're a farming community and we're very proud of it.
I'm Michael Greva. I've lived in this community all my life. I'm a sixth generation family farmer. What I've seen in this community over the years,
okay.
It's changed from only providing housing for people who live in Greenfield.
What is this? I don't know. They're showing, it's like a video, it's sort of like industry. Just a hype up Greenfield.
It's a real hot commodity right now. People want to come here.
We're in a growth
they
mode
do?
Right now. And part of it's from okay. Really good planning.
Paul Wood, city manager of Greenfield, California.
Just from a lot of hard work. You know, we have some of the hardest working people.
So they're, yeah,
here.
Well, they're like, you know,
they're
lettuce up there. They're the salad people.
Food on not just our tables.
Mayor of Greenfield is Lance Walker.
State,
but, you know, all over the world.
The cannabis industry is a great success story here in Greenfield.
It is California, so they are allowed to sell their weed.
The city council of Greenfield wasted no time in courting prospective industry members.
That's solar panel. They're solar panels. So they're very into solar panels over there. That's nice.
For Loud Pack Farms in Greenfield, California. Loud Pack is actually the largest cannabis company in the state of California.
Okay. So they're into their weed over there. That makes sense. In 1902, the California Home Extension Association, founded by John S. Clark, purchased 4,000 acres of land that had been part of the Rancho Arroyo Seco, a Mexican land grant. Okay. Buyers could purchase an acre with water rights for about $37.50. A lot in town. A purchase of 2.5 acres came with an added benefit, a lot in town. That's cool. In addition to the acreage, Clark, John S. Clark, got the water rights to the land. Good for him. So, the first mayor was Tom Rogers. Tom Rogers? That's interesting. Let's see. Anything about the... What else have they done? Sister Cities is King City, California. I don't know if I've ever been there. Soledad, California. I don't know if I've ever been to either of those. Let's just look up Greenfield, California. They're in Kern County, southeast of Salinas. Okay, so it's not... They're a member of the Association of Monterey Bay Area Governments. Greenfield. I've probably been through it. It sounds like it's not like... Is Greenfield, California safe? The chance of becoming a victim of either violent or property crime is 1 in 58 based on FBI crime data. Greenfield is not one of the safest communities in America. That is higher than 41%. Relative to California, Greenfield has a crime rate that is higher than 41% of the state's cities and towns of all sizes. Oh. So, let's see. What did I... Oh, my goodness. Best places to live. Greenfield High School. Greenfield doesn't seem that exciting. Getting there, you can... Okay, let's see. View flights. It's a 3-hour and 15-minute... There's an airport over there. Wait, where's the Greenfield Airport? I don't see this. Oh, this doesn't... That Greenfield Airport... That's not in the U.S. That's in India. So how are you supposed to take a flight over there? Show flights. I want to see, how do you do a flight? Let's see here. What do you do? Connecting airports? What the hell? You can take a flight? Well, why would you want to... You would take a flight. $338? Is that expensive? I've never taken a flight. Okay. So you would take the flight from San Jose to the Monterey Airport. Monterey Airport, that's pretty fun. I think we've stopped there and just looked at it because, like, Dearest Father likes airports. There's square miles, 2.14. January 7, 1947 is when they were incorporated. Good for them. I don't really spend too much time in Monterey County. Usually when we go off on, like, our excursions all over the U.S., it's usually to the north, not really the south that much. Mother Goose is always trying to get less and less Wi-Fi, but that's becoming harder because, like, places now, almost all of them have Wi-Fi because we're always on the computer all the time, all that, like I am right now. California is an interesting place. Let's see here. Anything else that people know about Greenfield? Do they have anything interesting to say? Greenfield, Holy Trinity, okay. First amended. Let's just see what this Anthony guy has to say. What is this? Oh my goodness, that's loud. Oh my god. Wait, what is this?
Hey guys, welcome back. You're here today with Anthony X over in Greenfield, California.
Anthony X?
In Monterey County.
Wearing a Santa Cruz Warriors hat. Farms, doing a First Amendment. You know what? Right before the corona happened, I was supposed to go to a Santa Cruz Warriors game, but it got canceled, and now we can't because the Santa Cruz Warriors, Mother Goose and I.
My rights to record, guys. Make sure to pound that like button. Make sure to follow or subscribe.
Should I follow and subscribe? No, I'm good.
No bootlicking. Let's do this.
Let's do this.
All right, guys. This is Loud Pack Farms.
Yeah, that's the weed dispensary
over here in Greenfield, California. I had some of my viewers message me.
Did they have an issue there?
When walking by, let's see what happens, guys.
They're very hostile. Uh-oh, this controversy.
From the police department.
So he's front of the police department.
If they end up calling the police, they could literally just walk across the street. Let's see what happens, guys.
Let's see what happens. Let's see what's going on. Oh. Someone's taking off on their motorcycle in the video. See, he's taking videos. Anthony X is. Not really sure what the behind-the-scenes goal is of this. He's walking by, taking videos. Okay. It's just it looks like an abandoned warehouse. There's palm trees out in front.
Loud Pack Farms. Marijuana dispensary. You can almost smell it in the air. From the Greenfield Police Department. How funny. Wonder if they come over and purchase stuff.
That's actually a good question. This was the chopper. I don't know. You can't hear it now. It's very quiet. Let's turn the volume up a little bit. Wow.
Trespassing, security in those old bags and purses subject to search.
That's loud.
They got cameras.
Now it's real. No, and actually that's a good. I'm sorry, you couldn't hear it at the start. Yo, there's someone looking over there.
That might have been his car around the corner.
Police officer behind the fence and Anthony X taking the videos. He has 10,400 subscribers.
Hope you got attention.
He has something to say. What is this guy? What is going on? What is this?
Can I help you, boss?
No. Anthony, what are you gonna do? What? Anthony? Okay, I'm not really sure if I'm supposed to support that or not support Anthony X taking videos. It seems kind of like he's trying to cause controversy, but whatever. Okay. Greenfield, California. I think that'll wrap it up today. This is a good first episode. Going around Greenfield, California. I might do some other cities in a couple days. Or maybe I'll just do one tomorrow, because I'm on winter break, so I don't have anything to do. I'll just keep on recording video or episodes of me exploring random towns. So, anywho, toodles. Have a good day. I'll keep on exploring California for you all. Bye-bye. 23 minutes long. Good.